This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 152 for Friday, November 18th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly weaker Friday, seeing a continuation of the downtrend that's weighed on prices most of the past week. Canola up $3 to down $5, the January contract down $5.20 at $856.50 per ton. March, it's down $2.30 at $847.40. The losses came despite gains in the Chicago soy complex and a softer tone in the Canadian dollar, which did cause crush margins to widen. Solid end-user demand underneath the market provided support, while farmer deliveries have been showing signs of slowing down in the latest weekly data. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, wheat lower, and corn mixed in choppy pre-weekend trade. Traders continue to focus on news out of Ukraine, although there was no real fresh developments today after yesterday's announcement of an agreement to keep the Black Sea export corridor open. Soybeans were thought to be due for a correction. After posting losses earlier in the week, the January contract, it's up 11 cents at $14.28 per bushel. Yesterday's solid weekly export sales of just over 3 million tons did remain supportive, although no fresh business was announced today. Persistent dryness in Argentina, where farmers are in the early stages of seeding their next soybean crop, contributed to the gains in beans, as did a slowdown in seasonal harvest pressure around the U.S. However, losses in crude oil did put some pressure on the market. Corn narrowly mixed for most of the day, lacking any clear direction. The December contract up a quarter cent at the final bell at 667 and three quarters per bushel. The USDA reported solid weekly export sales yesterday of just over a million tons. That was at the high end of pre-report estimates and remained supportive today. The ongoing dryness concerns in Argentina were also supportive. Wheat, meanwhile, it's lower across the board, seeing a continuation of yesterday's losses. Minneapolis down 2 cents in the December contract at $9.52 per bushel. Kansas City wheat, 3 cents lower in December at $9.34 per bushel. And Chicago wheat also down 3 cents in December at $8.03 per bushel. The news that Russia has agreed to keep the Black Sea grain corridor deal for another 120 days was especially bearish for wheat, as Ukraine is a major wheat exporter. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, November 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.